Flannel and Plus brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, Clip, you help me, I'll mow you down.
It's Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, and Ray Noble and his orchestra, brought to you transcribed by the makers of famous Lanolin Plus products for softer, more youthful-looking skin and lovelier, more manageable hair. Tonight, our guest is Rosemary Clooney. There's a bright new promise in the words you'll hear tonight about Lanolin Plus Cosmetics. Its very name, Lanolin Plus, promises you radiant, younger-looking skin and softer, shining hair. And remember, even if your beauty's on a budget, you can have the very best. For most Lanolin Plus products cost such a tiny price. Only a dollar and tax at all cosmetic counters. And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Well, here I am, folks. This is one McCarthy who always gets radio time. Oh, dear.
Now, just a minute, Charlie. I am here, too.
Oh, quiet, Bergen. Do you have to take the class off the act so soon?
Oh, I'm sorry.
But what's this I hear about you being in bad with the Royal Order of Rat Sluggers?
Yeah.
What's the trouble?
Well, I tell you, Bergie, you see, I'm the treasure.
Oh, I see. You're the treasure.
Yeah.
I see. Now, what's the trouble?
Well, that's the trouble.
Oh, that's the trouble. What went wrong?
Well, you know, we have what we call our sinking fund.
Yes.
Well, it seems it went down for the third time.
Oh.
And they're accusing me. Imagine that. I've never been so indignant in all my life.
Well, all you have to do is prove your innocence.
I said I was indignant. I didn't say anything about innocence.
Oh. Well, did you take the money?
Well, so help me, Bergen, I'm innocent. Yeah? And if I'm lying, may the ceiling fall in on me. Yeah. I'll get that smart aleck of a sound man if it's the last thing.
Now, where is all this money that was paid in dues?
Well,
where is it?
Yeah, I know what you said. Let's say it's an escrow. Let's say.
I see. Escrow.
Yeah.
Is that a new name for your back pocket?
He's getting clever, isn't he? Yeah. Don't you just hate people who jump to conclusions? Especially the right conclusions.
So you took the money, and now the rat sluggers are after you.
Yeah, and if they catch me, I'm the rat they'll slug.
I see. Why did you steal the money?
I can't help it, sir. I am a kleptomaniac.
A kleptomaniac?
Yeah. You know, when you're a kleptomaniac, that entitles you to clep a little when you feel like clepping. Until you get clipped.
Yeah.
I had a friend who was a manioclectic.
Oh, I see. A manioclectic.
Yeah. He used to back into a department store and leave things on the counter.
Oh, stop. Well, don't change the subject. You're in serious trouble.
I know it.
Yes. I don't think things could look worse.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you do, chaps?
Well, they do now.
Yeah.
I say, may I put my 3 cents worth into this conversation?
Don't you mean 2 cents worth?
I always leave a tip, old boy.
Oh. Ray, do you know what Charlie's done?
Oh.
He's taken the rat slugger's money.
What?
He's on the spot.
Yeah? Huh. Wait till you see my spot remover, though. I hired a tough mug to protect me.
Oh. A bodyguard? Well, where is he?
He's right outside. I'll get him. Oh, Muscles. Muscles!
You take my mitt. I'm a strangler in paradise. All right, Charlie. Tell me who you want me to beat up.
Ain't he a beauty?
Yeah. Charlie, where did you find him?
Who's this punk? Friend or schmoke?
Oh, wait. I'm Edgar Bergen, the ventriloquist.
Well, Baldy Locks, you're safe. I don't beat up no lunatics. Yet.
Now, see here.
Button your lip.
It's no use, Muscles. He never could keep him from moving.
All right.
I say, old chap, have you been in very many scraps?
Have I? Uh-huh. You see my left ear?
No, old boy.
Does that answer your question, Brushmush?
Don't fool it in, Ray. Muscles is real tough.
Yeah, that's right. Around my neighborhood, every night you see a chase between cops and robbers.
Oh, that's the case in many neighborhoods.
With the cops out in front?
Well. See, how extraordinarily interesting. Excuse me, but what's that big muscle on your shoulder? Oh, I see now. That's your head.
You know, I used to be athletic, too. I had a big chest.
Yeah, well, that's all behind you now.
Yeah.
Come on, Muscles. Let's take a little walk. I'd like to see any rat slugger show up now.
Just a minute.
What's it, man?
You ain't paid me me salary yet.
Well.
That's 25 cents a day for 3 days.
Hmm.
That's 3 times 20. That comes to 50 cents.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm a little short right now, chum.
Listen, you lumberjack. Get that money up, or soon they'll be notifying you next to Kindlin.
Looks like I'm going to have to hire another bodyguard to protect me from this bodyguard. What have I got?
Our lovely guest tonight is one of the busiest people in Hollywood. Since she last appeared on our show, she has completed 2 pictures and wound up a whirlwind honeymoon in Europe, to say nothing of several appearances in front of the television cameras. But the nicest thing about her is that she's never too busy to drop in on us whenever she's in town. And here's one of our favorite people, Rosemary Clooney.
No. No fear. Remember, there's always tomorrow. So what if we have to part? We'll be together again. Your kiss, your smile, our memories I'll treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart, we'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome, times when I know you'll be sad, don't let temptation surround you, don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us. For parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us. For parting is not goodbye. We'll be together.
Thank you.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Oh, nobody knows the trouble I got. I ain't going to tell them either, do you? It's none of their business.
Mortimer.
Yeah,
what's the matter? Well,
I ain't going to tell you.
Oh, come on. Why that worried look on your face?
Well, the way I feel, I just wish I was dead.
Oh, no. No, you don't.
I do so, too.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. I'd stick my head in the oven if I knew how to cook.
All right. You're exaggerating.
Oh, yeah? Well, yesterday I felt so awful, I threw myself out of a window of a tall building.
You didn't?
Yeah.
What floor?
Well, the basement. No use in overdoing the thing.
Well, why do you feel so badly?
Because I'm a failure.
Is that so?
Yeah.
A failure at your age?
Yeah, yeah. Us nerds get where we're going in a hurry.
I see.
Well, now, why are you so sure that you're a failure?
Well, every time I get a job, they end up by saying same thing to me.
Oh, what's that?
I'll trouble you for the key to the washroom.
I see.
Bunch of Indian givers?
Oh, I see. Well, losing a few jobs isn't too bad. Why do you always get fired?
Because that's the quickest way of getting rid of me.
All right.
Well, don't be discouraged. You know the old saying, if at first you don't succeed...
What?
You're a better man than I am, Mickey Finn?
No, no, no.
No, the important thing is to keep trying.
Yeah, yeah.
After all, nothing is impossible.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Did you ever try to stand a worm on end?
No, no.
A lot of cheap talk, that's all. Yeah.
Well, just because you were fired from a few jobs, don't let that get you down. Just look at the world. Look the world right in the face.
I don't think the world can take it.
Oh, yeah.
And to show you that I have confidence in you, you can work for me. I believe you'll make good.
You do?
Yes.
Gosh. I don't know if I want to work for anybody that dumb. Is that...
Now, the first thing I want you to do for me on this job is to help me move things around for spring cleaning. Now, you won't scratch anything, will you?
No, sir, no. Not unless it itches.
I see.
How are you at touching up paint?
Well, I always say, if you got to touch it, up is as good a direction as any.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to take care of my flower garden, too.
Well?
Yeah.
I'm not at all pleased with the way my trailing arbutus looks.
Well, just wear a long coat and nobody'll notice it.
Mortimer, I've told you all your duties now.
Yeah.
Now, how about repeating them?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, yeah.
I want you to tell me what I said.
Oh, weren't you listening either?
Oh, no, no.
Well, Charlie, I understand you have some more advice for the lovelorn tonight. How about telling the girls about it?
I'll be glad to, Bill. My girl is divine, thanks to Lanolin Plus. No wonder I'm happily droolish. She gives me a kiss and says, Charlie, me boy, stop looking so April foolish.
You know, it's amazing how a pretty girl can make a man feel. And you know, one of the quickest, easiest ways to be even prettier than you are is to discover Lanolin Plus Liquid. For this is the golden liquid that softens your skin to an exciting, more youthful-looking smoothness. You see, Lanolin Plus, with its precious esters and cholesterols, is the closest duplication of nature's own skin lubricant. So when you smooth in Lanolin Plus Liquid, it penetrates and imparts to your skin a newfound feeling of velvety softness. Wouldn't you like to rediscover how lovely you can look and have the poise and self-confidence that come with knowing you look your best? Then get Lanolin Plus Liquid tomorrow. You'll find you pay such a tiny price for this new loveliness. Only a dollar and tax at all cosmetic counters. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the outstanding moneymakers at the movie box office this year has been Riot in Cell Block 11. With this in mind, Charlie McCarthy has written his own prison epic. So here is Riot in Cell Block 12, or...
Thanks, Dad, for sending that cake with the blonde inside.
My name is Spike McCarthy, public enemy number one. When I was a kid, I had to fight to use my fists. With me, it was always fists. I was 10 years old before I knew I had fingers. And I was 12 years old before I knew I was 10 years old. I was so tough when I walked down the street, even the sewers backed up. One night I was holding up the YWCA. I had just loaded a third girl on my truck when the cop showed up. I'll never forget my trial. I stood before the judge, and he said...
Spike McCarthy, you have been convicted of grand theft, kidnapping, assault, forgery, blackmail, arson, burglary, and murder. For these horrible crimes against society, I sentence you to 30 days in jail.
Gee, that ain't so bad.
I'm not finished. And the electric chair.
The electric chair? What did I do to deserve that?
You committed one of the most despicable crimes in history. You stole one of Liberace's candles.
Brother George must have squealed. But that was that. They took me away to the big house. I had only 24 hours left to live. I was sitting in my cell, deep in gloom and sorrow, mournful, dismal, down in the dumps when the guard entered.
I say, how do you do, old boy? Why, you certainly look deep in gloom and sorrow, mournful, dismal, and down in the dumps, don't you?
Indeed, it, you think. I want to be alone. Do you realize I'm going to the electric chair?
Yes, that's quite shocking, isn't it? Well, maybe you'd like something to read. I've got all the ladies' magazines here with me. Time, life...
Now, look. I only got a few hours to live.
Well, then how about this magazine? Quick.
Why?
Oh, and while I'm here, do you have any last requests?
Yeah, when they strap me in the hot seat...
Yes?
I want you on my lap. Now, beat it. I was tired. After the guard left, I lay down on my cot and went to sleep. I had the most wonderful dream. I dreamed I was playing Scrabble with King Farouk. And we were using lettered girls. But as usual, my luck was running bad. Just when it was my move, I was awakened by a strange sound. The sound of digging or something. It must be one of those tough cons in cell block 11, trying to tunnel his way out of prison. Here he comes.
Oh, goody. Freedom at last.
Well, say, you're just a little old lady. Tough break, kid. You're still in prison.
Darn it, I didn't dig far enough.
No.
But this doesn't look like Tehachapi.
Tehachapi, this is Alcatraz.
Darn it, I dug too far. I just can't see a thing without my glasses.
I don't get it. What's a little old lady like you in the clink for? What's the rap?
Oh, I got 99 years for jaywalking.
Jaywalking? How come?
Well, at the time, I was carrying a safe from the First National Bank.
So you're busting out, eh?
Yeah, I'm fed up with this cotton-picking jail. Yeah. The darn warden won't give me any more wool for my knitting.
Well, what's a little old lady like you knitting?
A little old man. Oh. Now, where's my tunnel? Oh, here it is. Here I go. Dig, dig, dig. Well, all right.
Good luck. Good luck. What a gal. It wasn't that she didn't have all her marbles. It was just that they were arranged differently. Right after she left, the guard came to my cell and said I had a visitor. I walked into the visiting room, and there was my girlfriend, Rosemary. She was sitting there, dressed in a simple black French bathing suit. I said, "Hello, baby. I like that outfit you're wearing."
"Oh, it's nothing."
"That's what I like about it." "But it's about time you got here. I only have a few hours left. Did you see the governor?"
"He turned you down, Spike." "But don't worry, I'll get you out of this awful prison." "Look what I smuggled in for you, a file."
"Oh, gee, thanks. But why is the file so big?"
"It's got a cake inside of it."
"Leave it to my gal to fool those coppers."
"But you may not have to use it, Spike. I brought this lawyer with me to help spring you. Oh, Mr. McKay."
"This guy is a lawyer?"
"That's right, boy. I'm with the firm of Hotchkiss, Lewis, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne." "Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Loophole McKay, one of the country's most reputable and highly respected shysters."
"I've heard of you before."
"Oh, everybody has. Yeah. Why, during my career, I defended 30 murderers, and each one was hanged."
"They all were hanged?"
"Yep. That's how I got my slogan. Swing and sway with Loophole McKay."
"But you promised to help."
"Yeah. I'm headed for the electric chair. What can you do for me?"
"Want to buy some asbestos shorts, boy?"
"What a lawyer."
"Now you've got nothing to worry about. No. I'm one of the outstanding disbarred lawyers in the legal profession."
"I'm disappointed in you, Mr. McKay. I brought you here to help Spike."
"Well, I can. Now, just take my last case. My client was picked up for counterfeiting, forgery, booking bets, running a crap game, car stripping, selling stolen goods, and slugging a cop."
"And you got your client off?"
"Yep. Mother's back home with us now."
"You got a lot of nerve coming here. I don't think you ever passed the bar."
"I did, too. As soon as I leave here, I'm going right back for another short one."
"Now, look here, Jello Jowls.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that sound?"
"Someone is tunneling up through the floor.
They're breaking through."
"Oh, goody, freedom at last."
"Mother, when did you get back in?"
"Oh, sonny, goodness, where am I?"
"You're in the visiting room at Alcatraz."
"Darn it, I goofed again." "Crazy pair of mixed up eyes. Oh, well, back to digging again. I'll get out yet."
"I say, what's going on there?"
"Oh, Mom, here comes the guard. You better run for it."
"I am getting out of here. Yeah. Follow me if you want to escape."
"Oh, sure.
Into the tunnel.
Into the tunnel.
Down the corridor. Come on, through this alley. Up these stairs.
Yes, yes.
Now in here."
"Yeah."
"Oh, goody, freedom at last."
"Yeah. Where are we?"
"I don't know, but I'm tired. I'm going to sit down."
"Whoops! What was that?"
"Madam, that was the electric chair."
"Electric chair? You know something? It makes my lumbago feel better."
"I don't mind going, but I'm sorry that I got sweet, innocent Rosemary involved in my crime."
"Well, Charlie, I've got to confess. I've got a record, too."
"You have a record?"
"It's on a Columbia record. Called Bad News."
"Ain't she the tricky one?"
"I had a guy. He took a train. Why did he go? Who can explain? It was a great love story. Now it's just bad news. Thought it was fair. Thought it was kind. Funny how life changes your mind. It was a great love story. Now it's just bad news. He was my one and only Now I'm lady lonely, wondering will he return. My heart is aching, here's the point I'm making. Women don't, women won't learn. Try to do right, guess I did wrong. Now every night lingers too long. It was a great love story, now it's just bad news. It was a great love story, now it's just bad news.
How often do you shampoo your hair? Do you sometimes shampoo it more often than is really necessary simply because it gets dry and hard to manage after just a few days? Well, this doesn't have to happen, you know. Not if you'll use Lanolin Plus Hard Water Shampoo. For in its wealth of billowy suds is an abundance of Lanolin Plus with the valuable esters and cholesterols that are so like natural oils. And this doubly effective shampoo supplements these precious natural oils while it whisks away dirt and grime. That's why your hair becomes so shining, so much softer and easier to manage. You'll find, too, that it suddenly takes on new life and luster and stays beautifully in place from one shampoo to the next. Make Lanolin Plus Hard Water Shampoo your next shampoo. Its very name, Lanolin Plus, promises you new natural beauty for your hair. And you'll find the price so small, only a dollar. And now, here is Edgar Bergen.
I would like to thank Rosemary Clooney for joining us tonight. And before we go, here's our rural philosopher Mortimer with Snurd's Words for the Birds.
Life is worth living, especially when you're alive.
Thank you, Mortimer. Until next Sunday, good night, everyone.
Remember to listen to Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snurd, Ray Noble, and the entire ensemble, brought to you by Lanolin Plus, over the CBS radio network at this same time. And remember, even if your beauty's on a budget, you get the very best when you get Lanolin Plus Cosmetics for lovelier skin and beautiful hair. Rosemary Clooney may currently be seen co-starring with Jack Carson, Guy Mitchell, and others in Paramount's Technicolor musical, Red Garters. Tonight's Edgar Bergen Show with Jack Kirkwood, Gloria Gordon, Charlie Cantor, and Paul Freese was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Sam Pierce, script by Norman Paul, Cy Rose, and Zeno Klinker. This is Bill Baldwin speaking. Next week, the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy will be presented by Chicken of the Sea, the greatest name in seafood. Buy Chicken of the Sea tuna at your food store tomorrow for the choice tuna center cuts at a budget price. And don't come home without a package or two of that all-new, all-delicious Chicken of the Sea tuna pie. Made with tender tuna light meat, fresh frozen in a seasoned-to-perfection blend of garden peas and dairy-fresh milk and creamery butter. Chicken of the Sea tuna pie, a great new American dish for lunch and supper.
This is the CBS Radio Network.